I would be very interested in, you know, the inspection reports or the criteria that was used to take us to this recommendation, first and foremost, because I'm not clear as wider society, and I've been talking to some staff involved in the residential homes, aren't clear either as to what took the decision to this point. But, you know, we also need to be mindful that, you know, if change is to be brought about, it has to be changed for the better. And, you know, we have an ageing population. We know the statistics in terms of what that ageing population will be by 2020, for example. So we need to be planning strategically and making sure that we meet the needs of our elderly population. And I think anything less than that would be a neglect of our responsibility and duty.
Over the coming 12 weeks, there will be a consultation. You are, as you say, hopeful that people will engage and people will ensure their voices used now.
Absolutely. I think that's critical in going forward, that communities, that societies, that residents, that their families, that organisations, the community sector organisations and others get involved in this consultation, because I do think that how we look after our elderly people is a real sign of what we are as a society. You know, and many, many people in these care facilities are our own relatives, our own community members who've played an active role in society for many, many years. And I think, you know, we need to be putting their needs paramount in relation to society.
One of the issues when reorganisations and reconfigurations are planned is that commitments can be given regarding care in the community, regarding alternative services, and regarding the provision of ancillary staff and the provision of ancillary services. Very often a residential centre is closed and then those ancillary services don't quite meet what had been promised there before the closure took place. Would that be a concern in this instance?
Yes, I think there's no doubt, because what we've seen in the health service in the six counties has been the focus on transforming your care and shift left and care towards primary and community care. However, we haven't seen enough investment in relation to that sector. So yes, that would, you know, the concept of people being cared for at home is a laudable principle. But it needs to, it's not always practical, but where it is practical, it needs to be followed by investment, and we unfortunately haven't seen that to date.